Slam poets say they typically get just 3 minutes to perform, so they have to make the words count.
Do you remember that time when the teacher called on you even though you hadn't raised your hand, how he wouldn't call on anyone else no matter how many times you told him that you didn't know the answer? Do you remember that doll with the eyes that stopped opening when you flipped it upright, how your dad couldn't fix it?
That poem is called This Is How I Get. It's by Sam Title, a bearded slam free or diehard with a tattoo of the word Yates on his arm. Sam used to drive hours from his college campus to perform at the open mic nights and talk with and learn from the other poets afterwards.
Musicians get together and jam. We hang out and we read poems to each other and we talk about the way that different poems get read. So there is that community aspect to the performance.
That community aspect was hard to find in Manchester not so many years ago, as slam organizer Mark Pallas knows all too well. He came to Manchester looking for a community of writers like the one he'd had at the University of New Hampshire, but all he found was a lot of local talents scattering across New England.
There would be a New Hampshire person on a different state's team, and we kind of said, why are we letting all of our talent go somewhere else? Let's invite them all back home, and let's have our own team.
So he did. In 2006, he started hosting the weekly open mic nights at the Bridge Cafe with a goal of sending a New Hampshire team to the National Poetry Slam. The next year they made it, though team member Mackenzie Fils-Aimé says Manchester, New Hampshire wasn't exactly on the slam radar.
My favorite New Hampshire joke at the National Poetry Slam is, oh, so you guys are from England, right?
Yeah, people, when we say Manchester, people immediately go, oh, England?
After explaining where they were from, Slam Free or Die proceeded to show who they were. Mark and Sam, who serve as the team's coaches, noticed other teams had to start using their A material to keep up in competition. And Mackenzie, who occasionally needed some coaxing to go on stage when he first started performing, is now winning Slam Master Awards at big events, thanks to poems like this one, a love poem in the persona of Count Dracula.
The first bite was a gift. Teeth burrowed in skin. Your body shaking like a beggar's hands, veins sighing.
This piece, called Bloodlust, is a Slam Free or Die favorite at the annual Valentine's Day Poetry Night. Mackenzie waxes vampiric at the event. Other poets are romantic. Some just have fun. Last year, one performer wrote a jokingly erotic ode to pudding. Mark Pallas says some poets work all year to find something new to say about love and present it at the Valentine's show. In other words, the event has grown into a big deal. Much like Slam Free or Die as a whole, it's become the community Mark wanted when he moved back to Manchester those years ago. Mark, by the way, has been dubbed the Colonel of Slam Free or Die. As you might expect, the Colonel's poem is a call to arms to keep the community growing and writing and making its mark.
When they ask you what Slam Free or Die has to offer, you tell them we're coming. When they ask you why do they call him the Colonel, you tell them I'm coming. And the poetry of this place and all the people behind it are coming with me.
For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.